So he's thinking of you.
We have a little technical question. In the first verse of Bhakti Sandarbha, it describes how the living entity is covered by ignorance. So in one explanation I heard of this, it says that there are four different kinds of existence. I think it's some nyaya. Something that has no beginning and no end, something that has a beginning and no end, like that. So the ignorance of the living entity is said to have no beginning, but has an end. And that is to prove that the living entity is anadi in this material world, but that although it is anadi or without a beginning, he can leave the material world. So is that the correct understanding? That the living entity, his ignorance and therefore himself...
I've also heard that. Nadi, but Santa. Santa means rebellion. You are living in this world, so Nadi comes. But when our ignorance will go out, they will go out of the blockage of Maya. It is end.
But I have seen that things that you have a deep interest in, you will go into more thoroughly. So that means that you don't have so much interest in this type of philosophy. Technical.
At first I had some test in philosophy, so deeply. But now, automatically, it has done. And test first, Srimad Bhagavatam and all other things. Second testing. His book, first
Sandarbha,
so philosophical thing, that ekam eva paramatattva svabhavika chinta satya.
Sarupadru
vaibha
jeeva
pradhan rupena chatuddha avasthishyate.
Sri
Jan
Yantar Mandal.
This is again the Vedavic theory. We begin from here.
Ekam eva parma tattva.
Tattva is one. No second tattva is there. Only one tattva. Parma tattva. There are so many tattva, but parma tattva is one. And he is himself Krishna, brilliant and immense chance. He is Swayam Roop. And from him, so many tattva have been derived. Ekam eva parma tattva. Swabhavika achinta shakti. Swabhavik achinta shakti is there. Parashakti. And this shakti is achintya. Achintya means? No. Achintya means that we cannot think, this not me.
Conceive of, thoroughly understand.
We can know it. By Amnaya. Ved Upanishad and all other books and the Goswami, by the Goswami book, Brahma Sutra and all. By this, by Guru Parampara, surely we can know. Otherwise, it is out of conception of human beings. So this is, I think, Svabhavika. Svabhavika means
naturally.
Always, this is with Krishna. And by this, he is manifesting in four forms. Svabhavika achanta satya, sarupa, sadrupa vaibhava. Sarupa means himself, Lord Krishna Bhajandananda. And the past tense of braja, all the associates. Svabhavika achanta satya, sarupa, sadrupa vaibhava. Sadrupa vaibhava means Ram, Nisinga, Kalki, Raman. All the avatars, not only 24 avatars, but so many. These are all Tadrupaiva, up to Vishnu Tattva, Sakshi Paramatma. This is says, up to this says, all are Tadrupaiva. Tadrupaiva means they have vaibhav like Krishna. Appearance. Expansion of Krishna. They are all Satchidananda. But as a tattva they are same. Like full moon and one moon.
Yes.
Huh? But
so the moon is the same, but some full moon is fully manifest and other cannot be seen, but it is there.
Like that. Shakti and Rasa is not manifested there so much. Something. Some qualities have been manifested there. There are all Tadrup means like things. Is a tadrup. Jiva pradhan rupena. Jiva pradhan mukti guru. Whether in braja, Vaikuntha, or in this world. Mukta and bad, all jiva. And they are the autumn of Krishna. Some are out of maya, some are within maya.
These are the and pradhan rupena, pradhan. Pradhan mane maya. So Krishna himself manifests himself in four what?
Teachers.
Teachers.
In form. So,
form. But yet there are some differences in them. Anything in this world, the piece of anything will be the same as the holy in this world. But in them they are manifestations of Krishna, but yet they are not Krishna. He is the Sarup is Sarup, Sabru Vaibhav is Vaibhav, and Pradhan is Maya. So, four are one, but four are four. Achinta Bheda Bheda. So sometimes, he has been also told Brahma. Prakriti has also been called Brahma. Sadrup Vaibhav is also sometimes called Brahma. But not in same sense that they are same. Where there is bhed and abhed both, bhed is prominent. Bhed is prominent. Abhed is not same. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu adapted the theory of Madhvacharya, five bhed. And that is why he has been called Das of Krishna, because there is bhed. You cannot be Krishna. So these are Achinta Bheda Bheda. And only this has been elaborated in six sandas. As Srimad Bhagavatam, Vadanti tat pavidas tattam yajjnanam arsvayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagvaneti sapteti. This very sloka has been elaborated in 12 cantos. All are the explanation of this mole. But this is the mole. This is Paribhashik. Paribhashik is what? Paribhashik, you know?
Name.
Definition.
Definition.
Which everything else is based on. But I thought that was A.K.A. Chamsa Kala Punsa.
But Tattva is there. And from that, A.K.A. Chamsa Punsa, Krishna Sri Bhagavan is saying. This is the paribhasha of Krishna, Bhagavat Tattva. What is Bhagavan? But in this sloka, everything has gone. Vadanti tattva vidas tattvam yavijyanam. Advaya. In Advaya, everything has gone. The manifestations of Shakti, vilas of Shakti man, everything has gone. Jiva tattva, maya tattva, pradhan tattva, everything has been come. And that sloka is only for Bhagavan. Ete chansa kala insa Krishna su Bhagavan. This is the expression. Like, Rupa Swami has written anna abhilashita. This is the definition of bhakti. Like that. But Srimad Bhagavat is based on this issue. Vananti Satya Vidasya. Anyone can take whole Srimad Bhagavat on any sloka of Srimad Bhagavat. Understand?
Yes.
Anyone can have, if he is knowing Bhagavata, Like Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Sripati Goswami Thakur. He has taken only one stroke, first stroke to Madhavagata. Only one. And he explained it for months. How Srimad Bhagavat can be. And it can easily be. We can say.
But when I saw you in the airport today, I said that you were looking more beautiful.
Sir?
Yes. Because
like
of...
Long?
What?
Long? Like a giraffe son?
Much more beautiful.
Because of contrast. Because of contrast.
What?
The people were so mundane. All these money people, they're so mundane.
Hmm.
So by contrast, even more than Mathura, where there's so many nice sadhus and vijabhasis. So then I remembered reading something somewhere, and I repeated it, but I don't know if it is true. I read someplace that Krishna is more beautiful in material world. He comes to the material world because by contrast to Maya, his pastimes even look sweeter. Is there something like that anywhere, or this is completely...
But this is true. In material world, certainly Krishna is so beautiful. Knowing money, life, Krishna. In material world are unmaterial. Only one is life. It may be told that she is more beautiful, that she attracts Krishna also. She can attract beautiful. Her beauty attracts beauty. Krishna is beauty, but yet he attracts beauty.
In Jawad, that is what Mother Yasoda told Krishna. When Krishna came to say, who is this box for? And then Mother Yasoda said that the box is for a very beautiful girl, and usually when one has beautiful qualities, it makes her beautiful, makes the person beautiful. But this girl is so beautiful that she makes the qualities. When the qualities come to her, then the qualities become more beautiful.
Bhūsanam, bhūsanam, madhāvati khaidya.
But anyway, everyone was appreciating your beauty.
It's true, there was one American man, I saw him. He was sitting there, and without anyone seeing, he took out a camera. And he took a picture of you.
Yeah. I thought, really? I also said, but
yeah, I wish it was.
But
it's
natural.
Yeah.
You
had never seen before. I was reading something, and I saw one verse. I think. From Rupa Goswami saying how the devotees, especially the gopis, are like tetaka birds. And they are chasing
us.
The gopis are like tetaka.
Tetaka.
And they are following the clouds, just depending. And they have their nature is they will only take water from that cloud. And whether they...
Rupa Goswami has told us that. Raghunath
Goswami.
Raghunath Goswami.
So it was, when I read that, it was so striking that this is the nature of, the, of an exalted devotee, that they, whatever Krishna gives them, they will simply relish that and they won't go anywhere else for their nourishment. So that quality is so attractive, but it seems so far away from someone like me. What is the process of developing that?
Follow Raghunath Goswami and Rupa Goswami. We should follow all Rupa and Raghunath, Rupa Raghunath Pada Yara. How they have done bhajan sadhu, how they have remembered, how they have written. We should read and follow and try to do bhairagya like them. Prabhavi is natural by Raja and always thinking bhajan like them. As Vishwana Chakrabarti has followed Rupa and Ragna, Krishna Das Kapirati has followed them. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, some Thakur has followed them. Srila Prabhupada, they should try to follow them. We can follow very little. After birth, so many births we can follow sensually. If you have mercy upon us, we have so many things to do. We'll have to do politics. We'll have to do so many things, so many activities. When all will go away, like Rupa Raghunath, no duplicity, no policy, no Rajniti, no envy, nothing here, only one, how to achieve the people.
But who will
no
be
other
TV safe?
Sasabda. Sasabda, you know?
Peter.
Nothing, no beauty, only one. Always hungry. But now we have so many things to do. And that bhakti is Chetan Padar. Out of Vyakshit that she has. What's it called?
Personality.
Personality out.
Yes.
Quality. But also personality she has. She is Trikalabja.
She knows past, present and future.
At breath. Nothing is unknown to her. So when she knows that this is time to manifest in one's heart, really then she can. Raghunatha Swami is saying, kapata kuti nati bharat khara. Kya hota kya hai pahle? अरे चेता सद्दोत कपट कुपिनाति भरखर शरण मुद्रे कथम असमानम माम अपि Raghunath Das Goswami really is so much nearer to us than Rupa Goswami. Why?
Because he's following Rupa Goswami.
And how to follow Rupa Goswami? He has done everything what Rupa Goswami has told. He has followed and practiced. So we should first follow and practice like Raghunath Das. these slokas of Manasutra are really from Raganuga. Prabhu Goswami has told Upadeshamri. In this Bhaji Bhakti and everything is there from beginning of Bhaji. But Raghunath Goswami first Radha Krishna. He has told that Guru Goste Gosta Lai Sujane Bhusurugane Samantre Sri Nami Brajajuva Dhanda Sarane. Brajajuva Dhanda Sarane, this is actually Radhanga, top of Radhanga. And Rupa Goswami brother has told that Bacho Vegam Manasa Krodha Vegam Vihuva Dhrupastha Vegam. This is no bhakti. Yet bhakti has not begun. But a sadhak who has to be sure first. Then he will come to three slokas negated things. And in everything is affirmative. Gurau Goste Kuro Goste Gosta Laitu Sujane Bhusurugane. What is the meaning of your Gosta? Gosta Laitu? Gosta Alayetu. Gosmane Vrindavan. And also the person who live in Gosta. Your meaning is this. Pulitam Vrindavan. Dasya Sakha Varsalya and Madhura. Especially go Gopi. Go. All are living there. Sande. Maho Bhagyam Maho Bhagyam Nanda Gopa Prijau Kutam Janamitram Paramanandam Purna Brahma Sanatanam. The meaning of this slope. All the being, whether Chetan or Chetan, Maho Bhagyam, you are so
fortunate,
so fortunate, because Krishna is Sanatana Parabrahma and all are friends of Krishna. Gopa are friends, Gopis are friends, but who are in more degree? Gopar Gopi.
Gopi.
And in them, in Gopi, who are really so fortunate? Who are really fortunate? All are fortunate, but most fortunate are Saritari, Sadha, Chutra, all Padmi, Padma, Sabhya, Chandravali, all eight Sakshis and all other Padma, Bhadra, Chamla. More important. And in them Chandravali and Raj. And in them Anuti Radhika. Brahma has not taken them in there. So Raghunath Das Goswami here, Goswami managed all of them, especially to them and especially to Srimati Radhika. Oh my mind, have affection, living all worldly things in the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika. Gosha Layesu. Sujane. Sujane means Sujane. But not Gosale. Another meaning of Gosale is to pollute in Vrindavan with the mood of Vrindavan Prajavati. No? Like Raghunath Das Goswami. They are Gosale. In his eyes, Swarup Goswami, Sanatan Goswami are Goswale. Very near and dear to Krishna as Gopi. Having this mode, those who are living in Vrindavan, they are Goswale. So all my mind, living all these things, you will have to have praying in service of all this. Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, and all the Vaishnavas in line. In line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then Goswami. And in other, Lalita Vishakha Chitra and all are Vinusiddha Sarup, they are Goswami. Sujane, all the Vaishnavas of any sampradaya, living in Vrindavan, but having no mood of Vrajavasi. Like Ramanuj, Sri Sampradaya, Ramanuj, Madhva, and all others, having no test in Gopi Bhav, and having Ramchandra, Nisimhadev, and all others, but yet they are Sujan, because they have bhakti in any Sadrupa Vai Bhav. So they are. So this should not have Ninda. Minda, duplicity, anything. Very frank to them and Usabhi smooth to them. But at Brajal, Gosalaisu, like life and soul, life of life. They should be honored, but not serving, with whole heart. But Gosale too, they are life of life, and they should be stuck with whole energy. All that is in the association of Gosale. And only bhakti can be achieved, prema bhakti, in their association. To whom association? In line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Like Krishna and all of them. Narsam Thakur, Jeeva Goswami and all of them. Otherwise, no Rati like Gopi to us. Only general bhakti. So Sujana, they should be honored. But we should practice and do bhajan in the guidance of that Goswami. Outwardly like Rupa Sanatana and inwardly like Rupa Manjari and all of that. Goswami to Sujane, don't do any misbehave with them. Don't do any policy with them also. First about the Goswami. Otherwise everything, whole bhakti system will be spoiled. Will be of nothing, any Now, Sujane, Ghusurgane, the Brahmins of Vrindavan, though they are something smart, smart you know, but yet they are some honor for Krishna. They do Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Not a holy Atma Samarpan. From bhakti they want something to like pandas of Vrindavan. They do bhakti to Krishna. But they have also honor for Shankar, so much Durga Devi. They worship Durga Devi and all others. But we should not dishonor, honor them. Dandav Pranam. वो क्या है बंचेत रमणादि बंचेत देन बंचेत मीन लाइक चीटिंग जस्ट टू नॉट टेक आवर टाइम यू कैन कीप यू हैव एंड इफ यू हैव नो नथिंग दे विल नॉट कम टू यू ऑटोमेटिकली दे नो दैट दे हैव समथिंग देन दे विल कम सो इफ देयर इज समथिंग स्वमंत्रे हरिना नो दीक्षा दीक्षा मंत्र
Guru Mantra, Gaur Gayatri, Guru Gayatri, Gaur Mantra, Gaur Gayatri, Gopal Mantra, Sam Gayatri, Panchatattva, Hare Krishna. So the whole energy should be immersed in this. Like Rupa Raghunath, Haridas Thakur, and to increase Harinam, the quality of Harinam, you will associate with Vaishnava. Without associating, we cannot go up. So Rupa Goswami has told, Tannam Rupa Charitadesh Krishnam Kramena Rasana Manasi Niyajya Tishthana Braje. That Braje. Sadanugami Jananuragi. Sadanuragi, Krishnanuragi, Radhanuragi, Brajanuragi, and in their guidance, we should live in Vrindavan and always chanting and remembering the past tense of Krishna and serving that Vaishnava and Guru. Then we will have that mantra. Then Gopal mantra will manifest in our heart. We will see. What Gopi Jana Vallabha. Who am I? As we will see, the relation will come out, and then Radha Krishna, then such will come. Then Gopal Gopi Jana Vallabha will appear. This is the truth. What are you doing and how you are practicing mantra and how you are going on? This is always do map.
Measure.
Every day in morning. Every day. Measuring. We are progressing or stagnant? Or we are not. We are falling down. The good qualities which are in our heart, they are increasing or going down. You have to always
measure
it. Otherwise, hopeless, my dear friend. I am out. As I am hopeless, you will be also. Hopeless, my dear friend. My dear friend, that Girigal Swami. Then, you know that once Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur was in doubt of Kan Gayatri. No? And he wanted to give his life
suicide
in Radha Kunda.
Radha
Kunda. He wanted to jump in the midnight. No one was there, alone. Perhaps he had children. A Girraj Sila Bheri
is
and taken the neck so that the illness comes up. But the words of Radhika's question, don't be hopeless then. You are surrendered soul. Your heart is pure. So don't want anything other than this. No worldly desire, nothing is there. No duplicity, nothing. No sitting. No, nothing. Oh, go and see that grammar, Sanskrit grammar. And there it is. What is? Half letter.
Half syllable.
You thought that? Half letter is last letter. Jisne pushmanaya dhim tanu pacho daya halam tata half ta. It has written like half. He thought that it means. But he saw Chaitanya Charitamrita and saw that Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami was not a worldly person. He is Siddha Mahatma. And he has knowledge of that world also. She cannot write mistake. She has written that
24 and a half.
Fifth word, fifth letter is that half. How? One is Mukhachandra. No? Tapare? In Chaitanya Chaitamri. Mukhachandra, these two. So, full Chandra and
I.
Male. Yes. These are in last. 10, 10, 20. Mm-hmm. And 30 people, Mukhachandra, Kahola Chandra.
23.
Huh?
That's 23.
The whole head.
Whole head is one.
Mukhachandra.
And then forehead.
And then half forehead.
Three and a half should be there. Four and a half should be there. Living all these things. So, he is somewhere with a Likhati Chaitanya Chaitanya. Firstly, he has Mukh Chandra.
Ganda Chandra.
Ganda Do.
Al Mukh
Chandra. Al Mukh Chandra.
Jar at half.
Or half.
Forehead.
Forehead, yes. Five covered with
hair.
Hair. Like this.
Mm-hmm.
No?
Ashtami Indu.
Ashtami Indu, he has told. Okay. So here, Akshar before Ya, that is Deep. Vid Mahe, Deep. He is in Deva Ya Di. Di ke pahle Ya, this is half letter. When he knew he studied the grammar and his doubt was done, then he became so happy. So if we touch all these things, we don't touch all these things. We don't say ke hum log koi bhi parisham iske liye nahi karte, tanik bhi kasht nahi uthate. We don't suffer of knowing all these things.
Always we looking here and there, all time in meditation. This is also a seva.
You cannot read Vedanta. So you should not read Vedanta. You should always remember this mantra. What that mantra was? Gopal mantra. Ishwar Puripad has given only him this Gopal mantra. So I began to remember this mantra with heart of core of heart, and after some day I saw a Gopal dancing before him. I ran after him, but he slowly vanished away and flashed and began to weep. When he again came, I began to laugh. Again he went, I began to weep and rolling in the earth. So I always, sometimes I laugh, sometimes I weep, sometimes rolling in. I went to my Gurudev and told that, what is this? So I am weeping and all these stages are coming on me. He told that, oh yes, very good. This is the truth of remembering the Nam. But we are so many miles far away from this idea. We are not practicing to have darshan like them. Our sadhana bhajan is not like that. When it will come like that, then Manasari is four. Then come Gayatri, Krishna Manasika, Krishna will come. Ananga will come. If he is Anangi, he will come. Then we will either die, or if we are alive, we will be mad. No other. Either we will die, leave this body in Sevakun, if you stay in night, or you will be mad. You cannot tell what you have seen. This is mantra. We'll have to do practice like that. Naam, Harinam Krishna. We'll have to do Harinam, what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has explained in Sixth Shastaka. All are exclaiming men, how to say, Paradiso Nayanam Galadashu Bharaya. But we are so far away from this realization. No, nothing. Because there are so many things in us that Naam is not going to manifest himself in our heart. I know